Welcome students, and today we will be studying about store marketing, how marketing department helps in the store attracting. Hello students, we will be studying about store marketing and how marketing attracts crowd at the store and helps at the store level, the sales, increasing sales at the store level. Marketing can be done at head office level as well as it can be done at local level as well. So let's explore the store marketing options. So what is the role of store marketing? So as I said earlier that there is an head office and there is a head office marketing department as well. So when the stakeholder decide to put up a store, they definitely do the catchment analysis. They do a lot of, they make a feasibility report. They keep in mind the salary levels, the type of customers, classifications there. Are there middle class customers? Are there rich people from the higher middle class, or there are people from lower middle class? Definitely putting up a store, they keep marketing in mind, and definitely that is one of the important parameters for the success of these stores. So what does marketing do? The marketing normally attract customers by raising the brand visibility, and that indirectly helps into driving the sales of the retail stores. So effective marketing strategy can create awareness about the product and promotion, increasing foot traffic and enhances customer experiences. So a good marketing strategy will create awareness about the products and the promotion, thereby increasing the traffic and increasing the customer experience as well. Marketing effort should align with business objectives, target audience, demographics and current market trends for optimal results. So any marketing strategy which needs it's formed and it's used needs to have a clear business objectives. They need to have a clear cut bifurcation with regards to the who the target audience is, what are the demographics of the store, and who are actual buyers or who are the actual customers who are buyers. So to get an optimized return, they need to do this proper study, make a strategy and ensure that that strategy works and helps them in selling the products. So proper execution of outdoor signage is crucial for attracting outside customers and directing them into the store. So when I speak about outdoor signage, it could be a bus hoarding, it could be a bus shelter, it could be a hoarding, it could be signages on bus, inside the bus. There are interactive TVs in the bus as well, there are interactive TVs in the train as well. So the whole purpose of the store marketing person or the head office marketing person is to ensure that the signage attracts the customer, they get the customer traffic outside, from outside the store to inside the store. That's the whole purpose of marketing strategy. In-store marketing enhances shopping experiences through various communication touch points and retail activities, driving unplanned purchases and impulsive buying behaviors. So the store marketing person needs to ensure that inside whatever communication is happening inside the store as well also results into driving unplanned traffic or unplanned the strategy should be such that the customer has not planned anything to buy, but they are forced or they're influenced to buy product. They enter the store, they like the display and everything, so that they pick up the product and thereby resulting into sales of that particular product. Store marketing support initiatives like special shopping days and festive promotions with proper planning and execution. So there has been study that normally there is a drop in traffic normally on the Wednesdays. So what the store marketing team or what the head office marketing they have done is they have come with special initiatives or maybe special shopping days where there is an extra discount on Wednesday, or there is a festive promotions which is probably created for specific store to increase the traffic and sales. So that is the role of, that's the KRA of the store marketing person, to ensure footfalls and help store when there is less traffic during weekdays. Key responsibilities of store marketing personnel include maximizing store footfalls through neighborhood walks, ensuring outdoor visibility with store signage and organizing brand coupons, sampling and activations. So what the store manager, the store marketing does is, it is his main KRA to drive footfalls in the store. So there are chances where the customer enter the mall, but they don't enter the store. Now the footfall of the mall has increased, but the footfall of stores have not increased. Now to get more footfall in the store, what the store marketing person needs to do is he needs to arrange neighborhood walks. He needs to ensure There is outdoor visibility in the catchment area. There are signages about the store in the mall as well to ensure that the customer walk in their store. And to drive further activities, they can do brand coupons, they can do sampling. If their product is selling food products, they can do a sampling, they can do a lot of other activation as well. So there are a lot of activities which the store marketing needs to do, which ensures the traffic enters, there's a traffic inside the store, they enter the store and they have a look at the visual merchandising theme and the display, and that helps into buying and selling of the products. Planning for big shopping days and supporting customer loyalty programs are integral part of store marketing efforts. So if you ask me, there was a big shopping days which was started by Future Group. So there was Sabse Sasta Teen Din or there was Sabse Sasta Paanch Din. So the store marketing person needs to plan well in advance, need to have lot of marketing in place. There has to be, the catchment area needs to be aware that okay, this big shopping days are coming or the festival season is coming, and there would be definitely a lot of offers coming, lot of promotions coming. So he needs to keep a strategy ready. Also, if there is a customer loyalty program available, then he needs to do an SMS trigger, or the customer needs to be educated with regards to the promotion which is coming up. So all these steps needs to be done by store marketing person to ensure footfalls in the store. Neighborhood walks, engage with customer personally, distributing store information and promotional pamphlets, gathering feedback for improvements. So the catchment area is very important. The store marketing person needs to engage into neighborhood walks, speak to a lot of people in the societies around the store. They need to distribute leaflets, pamphlets, promotion pamphlets. They need to take feedback, what is helping them or what is the customer buying decision. That feedback needs to be collected and incorporated for further marketing strategies. Outside store signage such as glow sign, boards, hoardings serve as a first touch point for customers, should be effectively convey the store's brand and offering. So as I said, outside activity, it could be a glow sign, it could be a hoarding, or it could be a bus shelter. So that's the first touch point which creates, where there's an address is also mentioned, it creates an impression on the mind of the customers that yes, this store is available in this mall and definitely it's nearby to our house and we should try. So all those things help into driving footfalls in the store. The store marketing plays a crucial role in driving traffic, enhancing brand visibility, creating a positive shopping experience for customers. The visibility of retail stores starts with effective outside signage, crucial for attracting customers and driving sales. So if a store is in a mall, then definitely the outside signages play effective role. The name has to be there in the store directory. There has to be different signages with directions which shows that okay, this particular store is available in the mall, thereby increasing the traffic towards the store. In case if it's a standalone store, then there are different signages needs to be mentioned that okay, this store is available on this high street, thereby ensuring that the customer goes in that store and picks up the product what they want. Exterior signage serves as first touch point for customers, convey the store's brand identity and offering. Prominent and illuminated signage essential for spreading awareness among passing traffic and pedestrians. So nowadays, as I said, there is a lot of LED hoardings are being used. That is, illuminated signages are used, which when a customer is driving, the store marketing person knows the format. So when he knows that he belongs to a supermarket or a hypermarket and or a mega big departmental store, depending upon the store format, the outdoor signage options can be chosen by the store marketing person. So that could be multiple options, could be glow sign, boards, hoardings, sidewalk signs or entrance sign. Depending upon the store format, they can select an option and ensure that they do that specific signage marketing outside the catchment or within the catchment area of that store. Outdoor signage should be strategically placed and branded effectively to draw customer attention. So if it's in a mall, it should be placed strategically that when the customer enters the mall, he could see the branding and there's a brand recall. They should think in their mind, okay, yes, this store is available. We should definitely go and try, enter the store and see what options they have. So the signage needs to be placed strategically in such a way that it creates a brand recall as well. A well-executed signage strategy enhances store visibility, attracts potential customers, and contribute to overall marketing success. If you see, there are examples of outside store signages. So there is a Metro over there, there's a Woodland, and definitely there's a KFC. So when a person sees Metro, there's a brand recall, they understand, okay, what products they're offering. Woodland definitely keep in mind that they're selling footwear, and that's a specifically store for a footwear. It has a brand, good brand recall. KFC, yes, red color psychology is used, and definitely it says that, okay, maybe 500 meters down the drive, there is a KFC available over there. So these are some example of outside store signages. Signage management. Signages play a crucial role in communicating with customers inside retail stores, providing information, education, and sometimes instructions. So this signage plays a very important role. Sometimes they drive traffic. Sometimes it's used for showing the direction. Sometimes it's used for educating the customer if there is an offer or if there is a new feature which has been added in a product. It's used for education purpose, and sometimes it's used only for instruction purpose, that definitely this store is available 500 meters ahead, or it's on the left hand side, or you need to take a right hand side to reach to this store. So that is the important role which signages play. Standardized signage design across retail chains create familiarity for customers, ensuring pleasant and enjoyable in-store experience. So normally the store marketing person use standardized signage across retail chains to create familiarity and to give an experience, enjoyable experience. So a store in Delhi would have same color, same signages with the same chain level at Mumbai. So that gives familiarity and gives an enjoyable experience as well. Visual merchandising team source and replenish in-store communication signage fixtures, regularly maintaining stock reports and conducting stock checks. So the visual merchandising team work with marketing person. They need to ensure that the store marketing signages are same in all these stores. The signages fixtures are not broken. They are used regularly, and what story they want to communicate is communicated, and the brand recall happens in the market, in the minds of the customer. Flow managers are responsible for ensuring correct use of fixtures, reporting any breakage or damages to visual merchandise for immediate replacement. So the floor supervisors and the floor manager are responsible to take a round, and in case of any fixtures are damaged or chip off, they need to bring it to the visual merchandisers notice. Even the visual merchandisers have checklists, daily, weekly, monthly checklists. So where they take a round and they also ensure that any broken fixtures are off the shelf or off the taken off from the shop floor, and the new fixtures are used, so that it ensures that the store is neat and clean and it gives good vibes to the customer. During special promotion periods, extra fixtures are sourced in advance to support promotional activities and maintain more store standards. So as I said earlier, in case if it's a big bazaar and they have successors are passed in and they have a promotion, what they do is they order or they source more fixtures. So it could be bins, it could be slate walls, it could be gondolas, and they would bring more signages. It could be A4, A3 signages, stands, and to ensure that the promotion offer stands out and the customer doesn't lose out on any promotion offers. Signage acquisition processes ensure timely communication of marketing promotions to staff and accurate placement of promotional material in store. So when a planning is done well in advance, signage acquisition slips are asked from the store, and whatever is the requirement, they should be planned and asked, sourced well in advance, so that when there is a promotion, there is no paucity of VM or marketing material in the store. Proper placement of signage is essential for effective communication with customers inside these stores. So it could be danglers, it could be signages, it could be a lot of things which can be used. It could be flow stickers as well to drive the customer towards that particular section. So all this planning needs to be done well in advance. Guideline for signage placement includes placing price indicator labels on each primary bay, shelf lockers for new product introductions, and A5 or A3 posters for special displays. So here the again store marketing person and the store VM person needs to work together. In case there is a new product available, then they need to have signages accordingly. It has to be either A3 or A5. The font needs to be standard. Everyone needs to use the standard font. So there should be shelf talkers with regards to the new product as well. If there is a new product introduction, there has to be a shelf talker which talks about the product which is new. So these are the few requirements of the store marketing and store VM person. Floor stack bins and sections of consumer durable require specific signage formats to highlight promotions effectively. So if there is a floor stack, as I've earlier said, the floor stacks can be used for detergents, or it can be used for staples, for food grains, maybe atta, gehu, and a lot of other rice pulses are used for floor stacks, and there are bins which are used. Then the specific signage format needs to highlight the promotion effectively. Signage placement guidelines. So again, there are guidelines and SOPs for everything. There are do's and don'ts which the store marketing person needs to adhere. So the standard signage guidelines ensure consistency in font, size, color, text alignment, and also promotional materials. So standardization is the key. They need to, there's a set of rules and regulations which are shared by the head office, and every store needs to follow that. So that is with regards to the standardization. Emphasis is placed on accuracy, prominence of offers, and clarity and information to attract customer attention. So there is a lot of emphasis with regards to the accuracy. The promotion needs to be accurate. There has to be no ambiguity. The promotion data has to be shared appropriately, and it has to have an information to attract the customer's attention. For local market, vernacular language is used to establish a strong connection with local populace, enhancing communication effectiveness. So in certain stores, the regional language is used to connect with the locals. And if the store is sending, selling specific local products, to cater them, they put signage in vernacular language as well, so that it creates a strong connection and helps into selling of that products. Signage standardization guidelines. Standardization of signage ensures consistency and effectiveness in communication with customer inside retail stores. So what the marketing and the VM person needs to do, they have to have standardization of signages, which has to have consistency, which ensure effectiveness of communication inside the retail stores. Guidelines for point of purchase, POP, writing includes strict adherence to approved font type, size, and color by visual merchandiser and the marketing head. So as I said, there is the strategy. As I said, the marketing strategies are created at the head office in accordance with the visual merchandisers. So they issue guidelines with regards to the signages, with regards to the color, font size. The every store needs to adhere that and ensure that they follow that, so that it gives the standard branding, it gives familiarity with the customers, and the guidelines are helpful for the customers to understand and have a brand recall. Text alignment should be uniform, preferably centrally aligned, to maintain clear visual clarity and readability. So the guidelines are very clear. The font needs to be aligned in the center. The print needs to be aligned in the center, preferably it's aligned, and it gives visual clarity and readability. Emphasis is placed on ensuring offers stand prominently without cluttering the signage, enhancing customer engagement. So there's a lot of emphasis on placing the offers which on a stand, so which stands out prominently, which removes the clutter, and it ensures that the customer has good visibility and engagement. Handwritten POPs, a point of handwritten POPs, if necessary, should be done using stencils by one designated person to maintain uniformity and professionalism. Certain times the store uses, they don't use a printout, so they use handwritten POPs, and that's why it should be designated to only one person. Stencils need to be used so that there's a uniformity, and that helps into aesthetic look and feel of that particular store. Accuracy and relevance of information are paramount, with clear mention of offer validity and conditions to avoid confusion. So in case if there's a promotion, then all the terms and conditions needs to be mentioned on the signage. It has to have the validity date, the offer validity date mentioned as well, to avoid any confusion. It should not have any ambiguity where the customer feels cheated and he or she doesn't come back again. So in case if there is the signage is not proper, then it will create confusion. The customer will go out with the word of mouth publicity. There would be issues for that particular store and for that particular product. To avoid all this confusion, the signage needs to be communicated and should have proper offer validity and terms and conditions mentioned on it. Localization through use of Anglo language in signage helps strong connection with local customers. Adherence to signage standardization guidelines contribute to cohesive and impactful store marketing experience, driving consumer engagement and sales. In-store activations, how in-store activation can help in engaging customers. In-store activations are essential for enhancing customer shopping experience and driving sales. As I've said earlier during when we were studying the visual merchandising, so a lot of interactive signages needs to be used. In-store activation needs to be done to drive customer sales. So there could be sampling, it could be testing of different products that would enhance the customer experience and which results into sales of that particular product. Coordination between store marketing and merchandising team along with support from trading vendors is crucial for successful activations. So the store marketing person needs to get in touch with the department manager and the brand manager to ensure that if there is any freebies are given or if there is any crucial support which is required from the vendor, trading vendor, then those successful activation needs to be planned well in advance and ensure that the freebies are available, or in case the sampling is available, the brand person is available to do the sampling to the customers. So it has to be planned well in advance to make it a success.